The CEO of Cordell and Cordell Law Firm, Scott Trout. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us about why you guys have focused on men.
Well, you know, for too long, dads face really a dilemma where they see that the family court system seems to be predisposed against them. And it really deals with what we know to be gender stereotypes that stem from the traditional nuclear families of the 60s. And there's a new Pew Research poll that just came out today that really emboldens those beliefs that there's a stereotype that really battles against dads. And so we're there to kind of partner with them to try to battle and to try to maximize their role in their kids' lives.
Yeah. And it's important, obviously, for dads to be in part of the kids' lives, even after a potential divorce.
It is. You know, the studies show year in and year out for the last couple of decades that when two parents are involved in raising the kids, whether they're together or whether they're divorced or living separate and apart, the kids have a better chance to be more successful, more stable, both physically and mentally. And that just is facts that have not changed for decades.
Seems like guys always pay in the divorce cases, or at least it seems that way. I know there's exceptions, but are dads getting a fair shake in the courtroom?
You know, child support's one issue that many guys face. It's a problem, but I think what the latest problem that men are facing is what we call manimony, which is spousal support, or what's called alimony. You know, now about a third of guys are stay-at-home dads taking care of the kids, and the roles have been reversed, and we see that in the Pew Research poll that's just come out. But these guys, you know, feel emasculated when they want to ask for spousal support, and when they do ask for it, they're not getting it. You know, only about 5% of those who are eligible are getting it. That's really the next biggest challenge for guys is spousal support because of the changing roles in the workforce for parents.
Scott Trout, CEO of Cordell and Cordell. Scott, great to talk to you, and thanks for coming on with our radio station and being a part of our station for years. You guys have offices here in Albuquerque, up in Santa Fe as well, I believe.
We do, both of them. They can get a hold of us at 1-866-DADS-LAW, and happy Father's Day to all the guys out there.
All right, Scott. Scott. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Let's go back to the phone calls now. We've been talking about this amnesty stuff that's going on.